It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, February 8th, 2022. Well, today is part two of a ship report that I started yesterday, talking with you about the Coquille tribe and their efforts to restore salmon in the Coquille River in partnership with the Oregon Department of Fish and Wildlife. But this is part of a bigger approach and a request that that tribe is making to the state of Oregon. They are asking to co-manage the river. They are doing that under their status as a sovereign tribal government. So I wanted to talk today a little bit more about their efforts to coordinate with the state and also about what it means for a tribal entity, a federally recognized tribe, to be a sovereign government. It's a very interesting concept that it's unusual. And it's a very powerful thing for tribes to have. Here's a definition of sovereignty from the National Conference of State Legislatures website. Tribal sovereignty refers to the right of American Indians and Alaska Natives to govern themselves. The U.S. Constitution recognizes Indian tribes as distinct governments, and they have, with a few exceptions, the same powers as federal and state governments to regulate their internal affairs. Sovereignty for tribes includes the right to establish their own form of government, determine membership requirements, enact legislation, and establish law enforcement and court systems. So that is kind of a definition of sovereignty from the National Conference of State Legislatures. So the tribe is seeking, as I said, to enter into an intergovernmental agreement with the state of Oregon to co-manage the Coquille River. So they have the resources and manpower to assist with the effort to save fish in the river, and they want to do that, but they kind of want to do it on an official basis. Now, this is all about Chinook salmon. These salmon are very important to the tribe materially as a food supply and also culturally and spiritually for them throughout their heritage, which goes back many, many generations before Europeans were here in this part of the world. So there's a lot at stake for them here, for the tribe. As a federally recognized tribe, the Coquille have fishing rights that come into play with regard to salmon, but they also have something other cultural groups do not, that they are that sovereign entity, and that matters legally. So let me read you a little more from that article I shared yesterday to kind of round out the picture of what is happening with the tribal and state partnerships so far, which currently is somewhat informal. This story appeared in the Oregonian and was written as part of a news partnership between two news organizations, Indian Country Today, which you may have heard of, and _.news. The Coquille Tribe's partnership and hopefully co-management status of the Coquille River could be a model for other tribes seeking a greater role in natural resource management issues traditionally handled by the state. The tribes, the leaders said, not only are sovereign governments that were in Oregon before statehood, but also have experience and traditional ecological knowledge gained from thousands of years living in the region, as well as treaty rights such as water allocation to make meaningful contributions. They've made good progress with salmon in the past year. By the end of the fall run, 48 breeding pairs had been captured and brought to the hatchery, a 1,500% increase from the previous year when ODFW was solely responsible. While not reaching the original goal of 70 pairs, that increase capped a promising start to a partnership that ODFW and the tribe both say they hope to expand. Going forward, the agency will continue its work with the tribe. Plans also include expanding the netting effort of netting Chinook salmon that are in the river to other parts of the watershed to increase the number of spawning pairs that are able to go to the hatchery, as well as improving water quality and habitat and tackling land management issues. So, an effort to sustain a tribal and state government partnership. But so I was talking yesterday and earlier here about sovereignty. Let's talk about that. It's important to stop for a moment and think about what a sovereign entity or government is. Federally recognized native tribes in the U.S. are considered, as I've said, sovereign entities or nations. And if you've heard various tribes around the U.S. refer to themselves, say tribes elsewhere, as nations, say, I used to live in the Southwest, the Navajo or Hopi nations is how they refer to themselves. That's because they are empowered to deal with the U.S. government in a formal way as government entities in their own right. So this is a little different from other groups dealing with the government because recognized tribes are governments too. Tribes have their own elected officials. They have organized tribal governments and often have their own police force that patrols and handles enforcement of tribal law on the reservation. I remember years ago when I worked and lived on the Navajo Nation in Arizona and also the Hopi Nation, which is right next door. They're right next to one another. At one point, I was the Hopi Tribal Chairman's press secretary, and later I became the editor of the Hopi Tribe's official newspaper. And in that capacity, such an interesting job, I got to learn something about the legal aspects of how tribes deal with the federal government. And one time, the chairman of the Onondaga Nation, which you may have heard of in upstate New York, came to visit. And at one point during his visit there to the tribes, the Navajo and Hopi tribes, I met him and he showed me his Onondaga Nation passport, which was an official passport recognized worldwide as a legitimate passport. When he traveled outside the U.S., that was the passport that he used. And he used that in discussions with the tribal leaders there in Arizona, encouraging them to expand their purview and exercise their sovereign rights more effectively. So this issue of sovereignty is very important for tribes. And tribes also have rights when it comes to fish and fishing. The rights of tribal members to hunt and fish on their own reservations are protected. And states generally lack the power to regulate activities on Indian reservations. So tribes themselves have the right to regulate hunting and fishing on their own reservations, which are considered their land. So this recognition as a sovereign entity is really kind of a big deal. And you can see why local tribes here and elsewhere, who you may have heard about their efforts to get federal recognition of themselves as a tribe, you can see why an indigenous group of people would want that status, because it gives them some negotiating power and options regarding issues that affect their people and culture. Some of those things have gone back many, many generations, and it's certainly understandable that they would want to protect those resources. And it seems like that is what is happening here. The tribe is really concerned about ODFW's ability in this case to just not having the resources to properly manage the river. They feel like they can help, and they have a great deal of knowledge about this, and they want to do it, but they want to do it on an official basis as one sovereign entity to another. So a very interesting story, I thought, and was of great interest to me because of my history working with tribes. And it's just nice to be able to talk about that concept of sovereignty, because it is very important, and also the rights that Native tribes, that Native peoples have to fishing on their own land. So today was part two of a two-part ship report all about the Coquille tribe and their efforts to work with the state of Oregon to preserve fish in the Coquille River. So interesting stuff. I'll keep you posted on how it all works out as the tribe seeks that official agreement with the state of Oregon as a sovereign nation. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great day.